Johannesburg 29, Sydney 27, Pretoria 31.
On the R21 North, there is unplanned roadworks just after Rietfontein.
Chinese and Iranian Navy warships have arrived at Cape Town's False Bay Harbour in anticipation of naval exercises in the coming days. The ships from China and Iran arrived during this week, with Russian naval ships expected to also join. Emil Pinard has more.
The exercises, named Will for Peace, are hosted by South Africa and are expected to start today and continue until the 16th of January. The South African National Defence Force states that the drills focus on, among others, the safety of shipping and maritime economic activities. These drills were initially scheduled to take place in November last year, but were postponed due to the G20 Leaders Summit held in Johannesburg. South Africa has drawn widespread US criticism for its close ties with Russia and a range of other policies, including its decision to bring a genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice over the Gaza war. I'm Mil Pinard for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Firefighters from the Cape Winelands District Municipality have managed to contain several wildfires overnight. The Cape Winelands District Municipality says the Langrug-Franschhoek fire remains out of control. Spokesperson Aneska Ruitz says the Stormsvlei fire continues, with two new ground teams deployed.
The fire reported yesterday in Stormsvlei continued to burn with an active fire line of approximately 2 kilometres. Two fresh ground teams have been deployed this morning to continue active firefighting operations.
Onto education-related matters, and as the new academic year approaches in just a few days, preparations are in full swing. However, a significant number of learners across the country remain unplaced, with Gauteng's Basic Education Department reporting 4,800 learners still need to be placed at schools. Basil Manuel, director of the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, acknowledges some progress in readiness for the new academic year, but highlights ongoing issues.
We have to make our schools conducive to learning. Learning can't take place in a school that is crumbling. Learning can't take place if the basics, like learner and teacher support material, is not there. Learning can't take place if there's no building.
The matric results are set to be released next week, and SADAG has launched a new online toolkit to support learners' mental health. The free digital resource is designed to help learners manage, among others, anxiety. Here's SADAG's Ufensa Hayana.
In the days and weeks after results are released, the organization will continue to help learners and families process their emotions, explore next steps, and find hope through second chance options and ongoing support.
In news abroad, Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli attacks in the Palestinian territory killed at least 13 people, including 5 children. The attacks occurred despite a ceasefire that has largely halted the fighting. And 4 astronauts will return from the International Space Station more than a month ahead of schedule after an unnamed crew member experienced a medical issue. NASA has not provided details about the nature of the problem. The affected crew member is, however, in a stable condition. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.